If we don't end war, war will end us, H.G. Wells. Peaceful human, it's hard to imagine that in today's world there's so much conflict and suffering, that there are wars that take precious and pure lives in the name of hate and greed. Why hasn't man evolved? Why do we continue to create war when it is obvious and evident that war never brings the justice and peace we all yearn for? Isn't that what we yearn for, peace? Why are we still fighting over that which is not ours to begin with? For all we have is borrowed, and all will be returned to the Great Mother as we transition to the next phase of our journey. Our minds build walls around our hearts and have forgotten that we are all linked in our cosmic and universal journeys. As I see unimaginable images of babies burned alive and innocent people crying over what is lost, it feels like a dream as I sit here at my desk in my home. And thousands of miles away. My day seeming to be like any other day while thousands of people's lives are turned upside down and stand in ruins. I tend to pull back in writing and sharing about my views and beliefs and politics and world matters, usually because it's easy to get enough of it everywhere else. And well, how does one more opinion change anything? I love to be a place of something different, yet today I'm called to share what my heart, and I know many other hearts, are moving through during these times of hatred and pain. The surface of me wishes to blame men. Toxic masculinity has been marinating deep in the subconsciousness of humanity for eons. The majority of wars led by men. Their precious inner children conquered by shame and hidden the darkness of hatred for themselves and then projected onto others. Their egos too big for all of them to fit in this universe, so they fight to get what is theirs and prove to themselves that they are worth more than anyone they kill. I know deeply it's not men's fault. We cannot blame this outcome on any one gender, but it comes down to the deep fear that lurks in our subconscious, as this is the source of that which kills, maims, and destroys life's conscious creations. It is these taught beliefs to hate, kill, and destroy those who are not the same, and these beliefs pass onto centuries of humanity. How can one believe that if another is different, then that is enough to judge, kill, and take life from them? Without noticing its claws in all of us, it's easy to point our fingers at someone across the world for the conflict we witness. If we hate the Hamas, we join them. If we hate Israel, we join them. Hating anything or anyone only strengthens hate. Fighting anything only creates more fight. It is the war within us that creates the war outside of us. So how do we make a difference? It's easy to feel helpless and do nothing, but let's not do nothing. We hold so much power to uplift the frequency of our lives and consciousness of humanity. Much of our power has been hidden from us by the powers that be who wish to keep us rotting in fear so that we continue to be controlled and follow in their destruction. I sat in disbelief as I looked at some of the photos of the war. My stomach churned and my heart felt like it was going to explode. I prayed and sat in stillness asking God to show me what I can do from here. Then almost immediately following my prayer, I saw something from the spiritual leader Lynn McTaggart. Lynn has proven how potent and powerful intention is. The power of our mind is beyond scope of understanding. New science and evidence are continuously pointing to this powerful and instantaneous healing mechanism we hold in our head. She has led many intention experiments and has helped hearts entrenched in fear to become open and receptive to a new path. Quote, since 2007, Lynn has worked with teams of scientists from prestigious universities and thousands of international readers from more than 100 countries, creating the world's largest global laboratory to test in some of the first controlled experiments on the power of mass intention. Periodically, she invites her audience to send a specific thought to affect a target, after which the team scientists calculate the results to measure any possible change. In the 39 experiments Lynn has run to date, 35 have evidenced positive, measurable, mostly significant change. She is creating the Jerusalem Peace Intention Experiment that will happen this upcoming Tuesday, October 17th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and 6 p.m. Central Time. There's a time converter resource below just so you can see if the time is at a time that works for you. A new world is emerging, a world where humans deeply know the power of their minds and intentions. It is in this world where we will begin to overcome hatred, fear, and war with love, trust, and acceptance. We must first face the fear within us before we ever can face the fear outside of us. I hope you'll join me in this intention experiment in love, peace, and trust in the divine plan. Becky.